I would say that listening to a good like DJ set or sound podcast or something and going for a walk when I felt like my loneliness here in Pittsburgh as like a transplant was something that just refreshed my imagination, my outlook on life. And also there've been moments for me where sound has been transformative and I have just been like a weepy mess after like listening to something really good, you know? So those are some of the things that come to mind for me when thinking about sound as a sense and its impact on me.
And I guess to jump off about your relationship with sound and as a sense, do you consider sound a language?
Yeah, I was so curious about the name of this class and the name of this like podcast because, yeah, there's like lots of different languages. Not all of them are sonic, of course, like written language or like pictorial language. I think sound can be a language. When I think about a language, I think about like a coherent system of some sort that like you can refer to, even if it's just a language of your own, but you can refer back to it after the fact and there still be like a...
Song about the crawdad. You can line and I'm gonna pull, honey. You can line and I'm gonna pull, baby. You can line and I'm gonna pull. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Yannicka's man with a back on his back, honey. Yannicka's man with a back on his back, baby. Yannicka's man with a back on his back. He's got crawdads in his sack, honey, baby mine. Everybody, you all are about to find out one of Marcy Marxer's deep, dark secrets. Marcy Marxer won the talent contest in the fifth grade at Swartz Creek Elementary School in beautiful downtown Swartz Creek, Michigan. 11 people entered. Marcy won with this incredible skill you're about to see that was taught to her personally from her dad, who is a Lutheran minister. Yonkers chicken laying an egg, honey. Yonkers chicken laying an egg, baby.
Sit on the bank and watch the crawdads die.
Honey, baby, my last chance.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, Colorado, and even a phone number that you can use to listen. 631-359-8728. On today's program at 11 o'clock, live music, 11 Eastern, a great band that you won't hear on the radio anywhere else. The musicians and the style of music is incredible. Bombici with improvisational world music. Ben Opie on sax, Colter Harper on guitar, Ryan McMasters on bass, and Rich Randall on tapon. Also, between 10 and 11 o'clock, our Youth Express segments are going to feature kids in second through ninth grade talking about their preparations as they present a community production of 42nd Street this coming fall. The Northside Gallery Players Junior Series is behind it. And then we have students from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Eco Leader Academy. That's all happening between 10 and 11 o'clock. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
And a dream in the morning, she brings me water. And a dream in the evening, that she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter from Porto Penasco, Evangeline, old Mexico. There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali. If you don't have water, boy, you better not go. Tequila won't get you across that desert, no, no, to Evangelina, old Mexico. She's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I rack my brain trying to find a way to reach that woman, old Mexico. Said you don't need papers, I'll let you go. I can tell that you love her by the look in your eyes now. she's the rose of the dead in old Mexico. She's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I racked my brain to try to find a way to reach that woman in old Mexico. And I dream in the morning she brings me water, and I dream in the evening she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter from Puerto Peñasco, south of the border in old Mexico. Evangelina, I miss you so.
One of our great songwriters and a good singer there, too, Hoyt Axton. You probably know a song he wrote, and you might not even know that he wrote it. One of his biggest hit songs, Joy to the World, made famous by Three Dog Night, among others. I always liked the song you just heard, Evangelina. Good morning, Tommy in Virginia, checking in. And Mike is in Mars. Russ is in King, North Carolina. Jim in Crafton Heights. Dust Bowl, Jack and Warren. And Dust Bowl, we will have your request coming up for you not too long from now. John is in Economy Borough. Nice to hear from you. Our pop quiz coming up in a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
I need to tell you that our first of 3 2-week radio camps finished up on Friday, yesterday, and it was amazing. We had a culminating event with all students and parents and caregivers and family members. And I can't tell you how wonderful it was to have everybody here in the Youth Media Center listening to radio, sharing stories. Each of our campers got an SLB bandana as well as a t-shirt. And the bandana ended up, well, this was planned, being kind of a yearbook. Campers each sign each other's bandanas. So it was just a lovely day, and congratulations to our staff here. I did not have a whole lot to do with the camps other than helping to secure funding for them and smiling and watching everything going on. But what a great job our team did. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. SLB Sam has decided to create an imaginary farm consisting of animals whose names are exactly three letters in length. He already has a cow, a cat, and a pig. Can you think of five other animals for his special farm? SLB Sam is looking to add at least five additional three-letter animals. He has a cow, a cat, and a pig. Can you think of five more animals he can add for the farm? Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Many of the singers in Ladysmith Black Mambazo were born on a farm in South Africa. In fact, the man who started our group, Dr. Joseph Shabalala, created Ladysmith Black Mambazo after spending many years singing on his parents' farm. He would sing to the cows in the field. He would sing to the chickens. He would sing to all the animals. Many of our songs are about the animals on the farms. A few years ago, we heard a song here in America that reminded us of life in a farm. We love this song so much, we had to sing it for you. Maybe you already know this song, but I bet you have never heard it sung in Zulu.
Hello, Plaza, wine and Como.
Ah, a cow.
The room move, yeah, and the room move there. I move, I move, yonky, now we move, move. Abu McDonald, wine and Plaza. Ea, ea, oh. Abu McDonald, wine and Plaza. Ea, ea, oh. Hello, Plaza, wine and Boozy. Ea,
a coach.
With a man, yeah, and a man, there. Abu McDonald, why ne plas? Ia, ia, oh. Hello, Plazi, why ne gulu?
Ia, ia,
oh. With a honk, honk, yeah, and a honk, honk, yeah. Nine honk, nine honk, don't need a honk, honk. Abu McDonald, why ne plas? Ia, ia, oh. Abu McDonald, why ne plas? Ia, ia, oh. Hello, Plaza, wine and cuckoo.
Oh, a chicken.
With a black, black, yeah, and a black, black, yeah. Night, black, night, black, jumping down with black, black. Abu McDonald, wine and plus. Ea, ea, ho. Abu McDonald, wine and plus. Ea, ea, ho. Hello, Plaza, wine and zinja.
Oh, a dog.
With a roof, roof, yeah, and a roof, roof, there. Hey, roof, hey, roof.
Larry Long, the farm song, take number one.
One, two, three.
Watch flies grow, it's so still. Just the thought of your blossoms in my mind all again. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. Goat, now don't you see? Going unfolding a day or three.
me happy when I gotta clean the barn. And there's Barney, then there's Laura, them two dogs I adore, always walking and barking by side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. A lot of good people and animals by side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. A lot of good people and animals by side. The other day, now I think about you, honey, all the time, right out here on the countryside. Maybe settle down and raise a family. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. A lot of good people and animals by side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. A lot of good people and animals by side. There's a lot of good people and animals by side. There's a lot of good people and animals by side.
Larry Long at the Saturday Light Brigade with this farm. And Lady Smith Black Mombazo before that. With Old MacDonald Zulu style. And now we're going to try to take a look at the three-letter animals that have been coming in. And there are quite a few. I'm going to start with Ross in North Carolina. Fox, dog, hog, hen, ram, yak, elk, emu, ant, bat, rat, bee, owl, eel, and asp, A-S-P. Well done. And here's Eva, who is the Teen Library Services Associate at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Hill District Branch. Elk, emu, rat, hen, and dog. Next we go to Linda, who is half of the dynamic duo. And this week, she just so happens to be in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. But still playing along. She's got a U, an embraceable U, or a non-embraceable U, a hog, a rat, a dog, and a bat. Kathy in Tynesta has a dog, a U, a ram, a yak, a fox, a bat, a fly, and there probably is a rat on the farm. She also added new GNU. Kimberly, good morning. Kimberly is fox, bat, hen, dog, and owl. Sue in South Park has bee, fly, bat, ant, dog, owl, and hog. There are a lot. Jeffrey in Squirrel Hill has dog, bat, yak, fox, rat, elk, asp, sow, hen, and kid. And here is Mark with fox, ant, dog, bat, emu, and bug. It's a good one. And Christina, how nice to hear from you. She has bat, elk, gar, the fish, rat, and yak. Excellent. John in Economy Barrow has dog, fox, bat, ant, hen, rat, bee, elk, owl, ram, eel, and jay. As in the bird, he also had emu and ape. We will share a few more with you. I know I haven't shared them all yet, but we have a few more that we'll share with you.
There once was a farmer who had an old sow. Sow, sow, had an old sow. Those are the three sounds you need to make. First one is a good gutsy pig sound, all right? Let's hear it. And then... Okay. And then a little whistle, short one. There once was a farmer who had an old sow. Sow, sow, had an old sow. There once was a farmer who had an old sow. Lossifer Alderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Man, 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 Susanna's a funny old man. And that old sow had three little pigs. Pigs, pigs, three little pigs. And that old sow had three little pigs. Lossifer Alderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Man, 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 Susanna's a funny old man. They tried to climb over the garden wall, 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 over the wall. They tried to climb over the garden wall. Lossifer Alderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Man, 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 Susanna's a funny old man. But they couldn't get over the garden wall. Wall, wall, darn it all. They couldn't get over the garden wall. Lossifer Alderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Man, 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 Susanna's a funny old man.
That is Dan Bergren, and Farmer had a sow. And Ralph in the South Hills had you knew auk, owl, and fox. And I also want to share Barbara's animals. She had bee, yak, bat, asp, and eel. That was a lot of fun. I'll check to see if there may be some I've missed. And then our History Riddle is coming up as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Last night I met a man from Mars, and he was very sad. He said, won't you help me find my girlfriend, please? So I asked him, what does she look like? And the man from Mars said, she's 8'2", solid blue, 5 transistors in each shoe. Has anybody seen my gal? Lucite nose, rust-proof toes, and when her antenna glows, she's the cutest Martian gal. You know she promised me recently she wouldn't stray, but came the dawn, she was gone, 18 billion miles away. Her steering wheel has sex appeal, her evening gown is stainless steel. Has anybody seen my gal? All the bliss of her sweet hydraulic kiss. Has anybody seen my gal? Lovely shape, custom built. Squeeze her wrong and she says tilt. Has anybody seen my gal? She does the cutest tricks with her 6 stereo ears. When she walks by, spacemen cry, especially when she shifts her gears. If she's found, run like mad, put her on a launching pad down at Cape Canaveral, and shoot me back, my cutie, my supersonic beauty. Send me back, my Martian gal.
What a band. Along with Alan Sherman. And a request for Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio. A few more animals whose names are spelled with 3 letters. Pat in South Park has bat, rat, hog, and bat. And the 3-letter word that I can't say on the radio, but it's like asp, only with a different 3rd letter. You know the one I mean. Susie shared her work on a handwritten heart-shaped post-it note. Emu, new, owl, fox, and you. And Susan has bat, dog, elk, rat, and yak. And Jim had sow, ewe, new, emu, auk, elk, yak, a fly, and a bee. Now, where are Tommy's? I wanted to finish up with his because he organized his in a very nice way. I don't know how I'm missing some of these. Tom and McCandless had fox, ant, dog, hog, fly, ape, eel, bee, rat, owl, ram, doe, hen, elk, and the old cod that is on the farm. There's Tommy's. He has ram, ewe, new, bat, fox, hen, rat, dog, elk, jay, and yak. And then he says, in the pond on the farm, there is a ray, a cod, an olm, and an eel. And around that pond, there is an ant, and there is a fly. Nicely done. If I missed one that you sent in, my apologies. It got really busy there, and we're thrilled about that. I think I got them all.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Susan at Facebook has dog, hog, fox, bat, and rat. You can play along on social media at SLB Radio. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to see if you can solve this morning's Brigade charade. Are you, or it's not Brigade charade time yet. That's in half an hour. It's time to see if you can solve this morning's historiddle. That's where we are. July 21st, 19. That is now Ukraine. Yep. Can I just start from the beginning? Now it's time to see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. There we go. Now it's time for this morning's historiddle. Born July 21st, 1920, in what is now Ukraine, he became one of his field's most awarded. He was raised in San Francisco, played with its symphony at 16, and can be found on hundreds of performances recorded. As president of Carnegie Hall, he saved it from demolition and later oversaw its return to glory. He provides off-screen music and the soundtrack for a 1971 film whose title includes his profession in its name and story. That is this morning's historiddle. Would you like me to read it again? I'll try. Born July 21st, 1920, in what is now Ukraine, he became one of his field's most awarded. He was raised in San Francisco, played with its symphony at 16, and can be found on hundreds of performances recorded. As president of Carnegie Hall, he saved it from demolition and later oversaw its return to glory. He provides off-screen music and the soundtrack for a 1971 film that includes his profession in its title and story. Any ideas as to who this might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's historiddle.
Shop in Odessa in the fall of 64. Pawn shop man was leaving, he was locking up the door. I ran up just in time and I hollered through the screen. Hey man, you got any good guitars in here? He said, I got this D18. So I gave him $100 and I took that sucker home. I cleaned it up and strung it, hit a chord and heard that tone. It was crisp and clean, rich and full, all a guitar ought to be. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, you made this D18 for me. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. Cause once again, this old guitar had helped me through the night. I'm mighty grateful to you, you know how to make them right. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. restless and I haven't got a dime. Wondering if I spent my life just wasting my time. I pick up that old guitar, some paper and a pen. I say, thank you, Mr. Martin, you saved my life again. I've written songs about my lovers, my family and my friends, my wife and child, my old home place and the road that never ends. Heroes, hobos, rock and roll, and a honky-tonk queen. I wrote them all without exception on my Martin D18. I say thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. Cause once again this old guitar had helped me through the night. Make 'em right. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. Now it was made way back in 43 when I was just a kid. I believe it's about the best thing Mr. Martin ever did. It plays real good, stays in tune, and it never treats me mean. Thank God for Mr. Martin and that fine old D18. Now there's your Gallagher, your Gibson, your Goya, Gretchen Gill. I played every kind of guitar that them guitar makers built. I picked on a lot of axes, but the best I've ever seen is my funky, beat-up, wonderful old Martin D18. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. Cause once again, this old guitar helped me through the night. I'm mighty grateful to you, you know how to make them right. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right. I said, thank you, Mr. Martin, I'm all right.
Lay down my old guitar, lay down my old guitar. Wish I could tie it to my side and take it along with me.
Russell Moore and Third Time Out here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And also Norman Blake and Tony Rice did the D18 song. A lot of correct answers coming in on our historiddle. Here it is again. Born July 21st, 1920, in what is now Ukraine, he became one of his field's most awarded. He was raised in San Francisco, played with its symphony at the age of 16, and can be found on hundreds of performances recorded. As president of Carnegie Hall, he saved it from demolition and later oversaw its return to glory. He provides off-screen music and the soundtrack for a 1971 film that includes his profession in its name and story. 412-200-5975. If you'd like to connect with the answer, maybe you especially know some things about the person we're looking for. Jess came up with the correct answer in the South Hills. Kel also has the answer we were looking for. Not Aaron Copeland, good guess coming in from Larry and Van in Elwood City. Russ and Sharon and King got the correct answer. A guess of Robert Mann from John and Economy Borough, not him. Tommy and Virginia got it and also named the film. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. Richard on the north side got it. And those are the folks we've heard from thus far. And now we are going to talk with Dust Bowl Jack, who got the correct answer, too. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning, and thank you for your playing of the Alan Sherman song. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad you did. We sometimes forget how long these fears about automation or computerization have been around. That song still kind of works today as he wonders, you know, if computers are going to take over the world, so to speak. Well, you knew who we were looking for. Who did you come up with?
Well, I found Isaac Stern to be the person, but I don't know much about him.
Well done. A violin virtuoso is the best way I could define him. You know, a child prodigy at a very young age. He was amazing people. And he lived a long life, too. He died in 2001 at the age of 90. And he toured the Soviet Union, China, Israel, and spent most of his later life in the United States, where he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he also, on finding Carnegie Hall in New York, was slated for demolition in the 60s. It was in such disrepair. He formed a company called Carnegie Hall Corporation and worked on raising money to restore it to its glory. And a lot of it had to do with coming up with programming. It had been a hall you could rent, and he came up with its own programs to put in it. So he was a really innovative person in addition to his talent as a musician. He also really believed in music education with kids. So an interesting person to learn more about?
Well, that's a feat in itself to get that organized like that to save that particular historic building right now.
Yeah, and they planned on they being, you know, the government, I guess, or land or the market. They were going to tear it down and put a high-rise office building in its place. And had he not stepped in, that probably would have happened. So just, you know, a person who could have just used his own talent, you know, for his own purposes, but he was showed a lot of leadership, too. Do you have some plans for the weekend? Any car show visiting or anything special?
Well, there's a... I belong to a auto racing club, a fan club, and Twin State Auto Racing Club. But tonight's their night at Mercer Raceway. Actually, Pittsburgh has one, too, a club called Pittsburgh Circle Track Club. And they go to different racetracks on designated weekends and stuff like that to enjoy the stock car racing. But the weather forecast, I heard, is not so great for this evening. So that could be curtailed on a dirt track. You can't put up with rain.
No, you want to be safe. And that sounds like it could be. You know, I haven't... Now, these days, because everybody has weather, it seems... All the time, you know, weather is at your fingertips. I don't look at it as much. Yeah, oh, wow, looks like there's showers, up to a 70% chance of showers tonight. So that could be a little...
Yesterday I went out shopping, and there was only a 20% chance of rain. It rained.
Yeah.
Friday morning, it rained.
I had a forecaster explain that to me once, and it's like, at any particular point where you happen to be, or how was it, 20% of the space could have rain. Not so much that there's a 2 in 10 chance where you are, but there is... a near 100% chance across 20% of the area covered or something like that. But it made me realize that the key to forecasting is simply just tell them what, but not when, or tell them when, but not what, and you'll be fine. But I've gotten caught in the rain when I was not expecting it to be based on the forecast. Well, I hope you're able to enjoy that tonight, that it does go through if you're able to make it. Thanks for calling us, as always.
Okay.
Take
Have
care.
A great show.
Thank you. Thanks. That's Dust Bowl Jack, and now we're going to go to D.C., the D.C. area, where Susie is in Alexandria, where percentages, statistics, and numbers are always top of mind for folks. Good morning. How are you, Susie?
Good morning. I was telling Ricky, I think I'm getting a little bit of a summer cold, but I don't have to work today, so
that's
always good.
I know a few folks that have kind of been struggling with a summer cold or just a little bit of a nasally feeling, so I hope you're feeling better. I think air conditioning has a lot to do with it. You know, we move from air conditioned environment to air conditioned environment. You came up with who we were looking for, and who might that be?
Isaac Stern,
indeed. And we were talking a bit about his background. Anything you might like to add about him?
Well, one of the things that I read was that he wasn't really interested in music until he was like 8, and he heard a kid on the street playing. where he was on the street and he heard someone playing and he was like, oh.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
It was on the NPR page. But it was like his son telling the story about him.
Wow. And it's interesting how many things might captivate us as a child that you just so happen to have been adjacent to. For me, it truly was radio. I don't know. Did you know you wanted to be a librarian when you were a kid?
Kind of. You know, I mean, like, I wanted to have, you know, like, the thing that you punch the date with and, you know, the cards and all of that. But I resisted it for a long time. But, like, as a kid, you know, I mean, I always had lots of books and, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot
of... sort of.
A lot of teachers who... you know, very much knew they wanted to be teachers when they were a kid. They would teach to their stuffed animals, make tests that they would pass out to their stuffed animals. But a lot of that, I think, is because it's the profession, you know, that they're presented with, that they're closest to since they see teachers. But so Isaac Stern actually, you know, witnessing this violinist. I did not know that's how he got his inspiration to play. And very, to me at least, a humble person who touched so many lives. It was the 1971 film Fiddler on the Roof. Tommy knew that, where he presented the music to it. He was off stage. The actor, I think it was Topol, played Tevye, and Isaac Stern was off stage as the music played. But what beautiful playing in that film. I hope you're able to enjoy your day off. Any plans for you?
Oh, I'm determined. I don't know.
Well, enjoy
it. I don't have any plans, so I have plans for tomorrow.
Having no plans can be the best, the absolute best. So thanks so much for checking in.
All right.
Take care. And here's some music from Isaac Stern that you probably won't hear anybody else. You'll recognize the composition. Isaac Stern at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT.